Since Columbus, epidemic disease has devastated Native American communities. Today, many of those diseases have disappeared. One, however, is just now approaching epidemic proportions. It is type 2 diabetes. But with proper care, increased exercise, and changes in diet, diabetes can be controlled. In today's Health and Healing, Rose Highbear explores some of the ways the Nez Perce people are fighting back.
Since the 1940s, the rate of diabetes among Native people has steadily grown and is still growing.
We don't eat anything like we used to eat. We used to eat a lot of roots that were high in nutrition and fiber. We worked hard, and so what food we did eat, we used it.
Valerie Albert works at the Nimiipuu Health Clinic in Lapway, Idaho. An enthusiastic warrior in the battle against diabetes, Valerie takes each case as a personal challenge.
And I get really excited about it. For every moment that they're exercising and taking care of themselves, they are possibly preventing damage to their system.
Valerie introduces a cheerful woman of 64 named Karen Zachary, who's been struggling with diabetes for over 20 years.
And I got an asthma attack and pneumonia on top of that. And I had almost passed away. And that's when they started me on insulin. My diabetes was full blown then, just from being ill.
Diabetes is an inability of the body to produce or respond to insulin, a hormone that allows blood sugars to enter the cells and be used for energy. With the diagnosis of diabetes, Karen's life came packaged in the clear liquid of a syringe.
Me being diabetic, and I thought, well, I'll get over this. It was scary, too.
In the healthcare community, there has been a slow realization that education is essential in the war against diabetes. Health worker Valerie Albert.
It's hard to see somebody that you give the knowledge to, but they're not ready to accept they even have a problem. We talk about, well, I'm borderline. I don't really believe that there's anything such as a borderline diabetic. You are or you aren't. You know, it's like I'm either kind of pregnant or not pregnant or, you know.
As part of their education program, the Nimiipuu Health Clinic has started a talking circle so that diabetics can voice their concerns and share information.
We just go in and talk and share stories, or if we have a problem, we bring that out and kind of release our tension. And it helps me because I see somebody that's maybe in worse shape or has more problems than I do. And each time I go to a meeting, I learn something.
Along with education, medical care, and a healthy diet, the most important part of treating diabetes is exercise.
So I thought, oh, I don't feel like it today. And then that's when I figured that's when I should be out there exercising. But it's amazing how what few minutes exercise we do helps our sugar.
Valerie is producing an exercise video for diabetics who are confined to a wheelchair.
There's actually a warm-up before they do stretches so they can prevent injury. We'll do some reaching, upper arm stretches, behind the back stretches, and then eventually we'll start using a towel to stretch their legs because everybody has a towel in their house, so they don't have to have any special equipment. So we'll be doing some movements put to some drum music just to get them going a little bit.
Get the word out, ask questions.
For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Rose Highbear.
Health and Healing is written and produced by Larry Johnson in collaboration with KCUW LP FM Radio at the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indians. It's funded by the Benton Foundation Sound Partners for Community Health and by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which is dedicated to improving health and healthcare for all Americans. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up on Artist Circle, Bruce Crespin brings us a story of the surprising connection between a turn-of-the-century photograph, an old wax cylinder recording, and a modern-day flute maker. Then on Turtle Island Storytellers, Alan Pinkham teaches us what to do if you ever find yourself swallowed by a monster.
They said, oh, the monster is devouring all our people. You got to do something about this.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Nesky, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders is an American Indian nonprofit organization with a mission of cultural preservation, education, and race reconciliation. We record and share the oral history and cultural arts of Indigenous elders, storytellers, historians, and song carriers.